across the country have been forced to look for alternate sources of income. Many compelled to give up their art altogether because their hard work did not reach socio-economic recognition for bare minimum sustenance. While many may stop to consider this loss of national heritage for a moment before turning their attention towards the commercially potent and prominent products in the market, a very small handful of people halt for a little longer. A shining example of the latter is Madhavi Gandhi, a young and dynamic activist who has emerged as a reformist dedicated to provide a sustainable platform for artisans. At the young age of 22, the art enthusiast started what she thought was a movement to promote local artists and fast-dying traditional forms of craft, especially in the rural areas of the country. Ask her what brought her to this road, and you will realize that it has been a journey of internal reasoning and external observations. As an eager learner, Madhavi interned in some of the most insightful environments, the most significant of which turned out to be her experience in UNESCO. I increasingly encountered situations which forced me to realize that while the youth potential of India was huge, their awareness and recognition of Indian arts, crafts, and heritage was embarrassingly low. This, of course, included me, because our education system was such. Though we train to be doctors, engineers, and MBAs, nobody trains to be a traditional artisan. Designer, yes, artisan, no, she expresses vehemently. This became the motivation to create a platform where the undeniably dying art of the country can be exposed and evolved to an audience to reclaim its appreciation and existence. The basic idea was born out of the distress of the artisans who were forced to sell their products not at the value of their effort and skill, but at throwaway prices that was threatening their mere survival. I knew right away this is what I had to work for. This was something I dived into right after completing my education, explains the English honours graduate who has specialised in